感谢主，让我能在这里见到弟兄姊妹。
I thank the Lord that I can meet the brothers and sisters here.
看见大家心里面真的是非常的欢喜。
I really rejoice in seeing all of you.
弟兄姊妹都知道这个秋令会呢，我所要交通的主题是新约侍奉的特性。
You know that the topic of this sharing is the new characteristics of New Testament service.
我在主跟前呢，感觉到这个交通呢，有它这个时间的紧迫性。
Before the Lord, I felt inside that there's this urgency regarding this topic.
我们都知道主可能很快就回来了。
We know that the Lord is coming back very soon.
而侍奉这件事情呢，对于神对于我们来讲都是何等的重要。
And service is very important to God and to us.
所以我想能有这样一个机会，我们一同聚在主的跟前，来思想、来交通这件事情是非常有意义的。
So it's very meaningful for us to contemplate on this topic together before the Lord.
那么主若许可，我们有四堂的聚会，讲到新约侍奉的特性。
If the Lord is willing, we have four messages regarding this topic, the characteristics of New Testament service.
而这四堂呢，我想主要的集中还是在我们个人在主面前侍奉的光景。
I want to focus on our personal situation before the Lord.
因为侍奉这个题目非常的大。
Because the topic of service is very grand.
那么我想我先注重在我们个人弟兄姊妹们在主跟前些重要的学习上。
I want to focus on our personal learning before the Lord regarding service.
我想这四个分题呢，在你们的手册里面呢，都已经写得很清楚。
The four messages and the topic thereof are on the handbook.
所以主若许可，我们按照这四个分题呢，我们这次大家一同来交通。
So we would follow the four topics in each message.
我也希望弟兄姊妹彼此之间能够有非常敞开的交通。
I pray that the brothers and sisters would have open fellowship with one another.
我想，在我们进入今天头一堂的主题之前。
Before we delve into the first topic this morning.
我们先一同来读一些主的话。
Let us read the word of God together.
请弟兄姊妹打开以弗所书。
Let us turn to the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书第二章。
The book of Ephesians chapter 2.
十四节到十十六节哈。
Verse 14 to 16.
因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦，记在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。
For he himself is our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of separation,having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace. And that he may reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity.
第四章
Chapter 4
20
to 24
节
Verse 20 to 24
你们学了基督却不是这样，如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Colossians chapter 3,
第8到第10节,
verse 8 to 10.
但现在你们要弃绝这一切的事，以及恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤，并口中污秽的言语，不要彼此说谎，因为你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上了新人，这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。
But now you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him.
哥林多前书第十五章。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
第四十五节到四十七节。
Verse 45 to 47。
经上也是这样记着说：首先的人亚当成了有灵的活人，末后的亚当成了叫人活的灵。但属灵的不在先，属血气的在先，以后才有属灵的。头一个人是出于地，乃属土；第二个人是出于天。
And so it is written, the first man Adam became a living being, the last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and afterward the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven.
最后啊，我们读哥林多后书第五章。
Lastly, we'll turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
If any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone. Behold, everything has become new.
我想弟兄姊妹们，我们对于侍奉这件事情并不陌生。
I'm sure that service is not a foreign subject to each of us.
但是我们要知道，侍奉是永远的事。
But you need to understand that service is an eternal thing.
凡在圣经中啊，提到关乎永远的事，我们都应当注意。
If scripture mentions something that is eternal, we should pay great attention to it.
我常常发现很多神的儿女啊。
I always notice that the children of God,
他们把地上的事业看得非常的重。
They really focus on the things of this world.
他们做自己在地上的工非常的努力认真。
Like their careers and their jobs.
而对于神所托付我们的侍奉呢，却是马马虎虎。
But they are very wishy-washy with the service that God has entrusted to them.
这是一个很大的错误。
And that's a big mistake.
我们知道地上无论多么好的工作，多么好的事业，有一天都要过去的。
We know that no matter how great your career or your job is, it will pass away.
而神所托付我们的侍奉是永远的。
But what services God entrusts to us is eternal.
我们从圣经里面很清楚地可以看见。
We can see it very clearly in scripture.
在神永远的旨意的里面。
In the eternal purpose of God.
侍奉是一个中心的思想。
Service is the central theme.
是非常重要的一个思想。
It's a very important subject.
大家很清楚出埃及记第十九章。
We know that in Exodus chapter 19,
神把以色列百姓带到西乃山下之后，
God brought the children of Israel to Mount Sinai.
神做了一个非常重大的一个指示。
God gave them a very great instruction.
神要以色列百姓成为祭司的国度。
God wants to turn them into a kingdom of priests.
就是说在这个国度里面所有的人都是祭司。
In this kingdom, every single person is a priest.
这个思想呢，其实在创世以前就有的。
God has this thought from the beginning of time.
神不仅对于侍奉这件事情呢，有一个非常完美的一个思想。
God has this perfect plan for service.
因为我们的神是全智的神。
Because our God is an omniscient God.
所以他在那里呢，思想这件事情都是非常的完美。
So he came up with this perfect plan of service.
他也为着这个侍奉做了计划。
He planned for this.
他也准备在地上有行动。
And he decides to execute this plan on earth.
当然，我们知道仇敌也知道这件事情的重要。
And we also know that the enemy is aware of the importance of this service.
所以当神的旨意在人的身上还没有开始进行的时候，
So before God's will has his ways in man,
仇敌就做了一个破坏的工作。
The enemy already started the destructive work.
我们知道这是创世纪第三章的故事。
And we know that this is the story of Genesis 3.
撒旦为什么要破坏人呢？
Why did Satan want to destroy man?
其实他就是要破坏侍奉。
Because he wants to destroy service.
因为撒旦知道神创造人呢，是要叫人跟他一同来完成神荣耀的计划。
Because when God created man, he willed that man would help him to accomplish the eternal purpose.
而这个与神的同工就是我们今天侍奉。
And that is our service today.
但是感谢神呢。
But thank the Lord.
虽然撒旦做了，在亚当夏娃身上做了破坏的工作。
Although the devil did this destructive work with Adam and Eve.
但是我们看见神并没有因此就停止了他的作为。
But God never stopped working.
所以在旧约圣经里面，因此就有了以色列百姓出埃及的故事。
So in Scripture you find the Exodus with the children of Israel.
神拣选以色列人。
God chose the Israelites.
那么神虽然亚当夏娃失败
，Although Adam and Eve failed，
但是神仍旧积极的在做事。
God is positively doing His work.
神用了大能啊，用了非常多的审判，那么临到埃及。
God used great judgments and judged Egypt.
那么把整个以色列人呢，从埃及搬出来。
And He led His people out of Egypt.
这在旧约圣经里面是神的大手笔啊。
And God's hand was outstretched.
在地上我们从来没看见一个民族遇见这么大的一件事情。
We've never seen God doing such a work among His people.
那么神在那里十次大审判，在经过过红海，把以色列百姓带出来。
With those ten judgments, God led His people through the Red Sea.
那个目的是什么呢
？What was the purpose of it all?
就是为要叫以色列百姓成为祭司的国度。
To convert the children of Israel into a kingdom of priests.
那我们知道仇敌的工作仍旧是没有停止。
We know that the devil's work did not cease.
所以当神把摩西叫到西乃山上的时候，
So when God called Moses up Mount Sinai,
那么结果呢？我们都知道以色列百姓在山下就拜了金牛犊了。
We know that the children of Israel came up with a golden calf.
我们知道这是仇敌背后的工作，就是破坏侍奉。
We know that the enemy is again trying to destroy service.
结果摩西下山的时候，以色列百姓已经拜了金牛犊。
So when Moses came down from Mount Sinai, he saw the children of Israel worshipping the golden calf.
结果好像迫使的神做了一个大的转变。
At that time, a great turning point happened.
神只好把这个侍奉摆在利未人身上。
God reallocated service to the Levites alone.
摆在亚伦的家族身上。
In the house of Aaron.
我们知道这是神在旧约时代中呢受到仇敌工作的这个拦阻呢，好像所做的一个转移的工作。
So that point in history signifies a great turning point for service.
但是你从这个熟悉的故事里面
，But in this familiar story，
你看见神在那里表达他的心意。
God manifests His heart.
神就是要什么？要人成为一个侍奉的人。
God wants man to be a vessel of service.
神为了这件事情。
For this purpose,
神不止息地做工。
God worked unceasingly.
那么我们晓得这以后以色列的历史。
And you can see from Israel's history onward.
神一直要想把人重新带回到这个光景的里面。
God longed to return His people back to His highest goal.
但是以色列人没有办法领会神的心意。
But the children of Israel could not attain to that goal.
所以到了旧约终了的时候，终于神只好把这个结束。
So in the end, God had to come up with another plan.
然后到了新约时代，神重新一个开始。
In the New Testament, God started everything anew.
我们看见神差遣他的儿子到地上来。
God sent His begotten Son.
33年半的时间。
33.5 years.
在地上付上重大的代价。
He paid such a price on this earth.
我们的主受了何等样的痛苦。
Our Lord suffered so very much.
忍受何等样的羞辱。
He suffered such shame.
他是何等的降卑他的自己。
How he humbled himself.
他是何等的顺服父的旨意。
How he obeyed the will of the Father.
最后呢，可以说惨死在十字架上。
And then he died such a brutal death on the cross.
弟兄姊妹们，这个救赎救恩的故事我们都很熟悉的。
This story of redemption, the story of salvation, we're all very familiar with.
但是我们要想一想，我们的主为什么付上这么重大的代价呢？
But think about it. Why did the Lord pay such a price?
就是为了什么？
What did he do with it all for?
要把神这个侍奉的这个旨意。把它恢复在人身上。
He wants to redeem God's idea of service in men.
所以在启示录里面。
So in the book of Revelation.
那么那里讲得非常的清楚。
It speaks so very clearly.
我们的主流血舍命。
Our Lord's blood was shed for us.
付上重大的赎价。
He paid such a great price.
从各族各民各方里面召聚人来。
To purchase a people from every tribe and nation.
要叫他们成为父神的祭司。
To make them a kingdom of priests unto
God. 从那晓得在新约时代中
So in the New Testament,
主所付上这个重大的代价所完成的救赎，就是要把你我把它建立成为侍奉的人。
The Lord paid such a price to redeem us, to convert us into a people of service.
所以我们今天呢，如果思念主，
So if we are to meditate on the Lord,
能够体会主为我们所付上重大的代价。
If we can understand what price he paid for us,
如果今天我们没有能好好的服侍主，
If we don't serve him well today,
我们亏负主的恩典，
We really fall short of his mercy.
我们对不起我们的主，
We have fallen short of his will for us.
他付了这么重大的代价，结果呢，在我们的身上没有能达成他的要求。
He paid such a great price for us.But we failed to deliver what he intended.
这是多么可惜的一件事情。
That is very sad.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
如果我们能够好好思想主的话，
if we can truly meditate on the Lord,
我们就知道侍奉实在是太重要了。
We truly understand that service is very important.
我们希望在这个周末主怜悯我们，我们重新回头来好好思想这件事情。
It is our hope that through this weekend we can meditate on the topic of service anew.
主救赎我们。
That we can come before the Lord again.
啊、
He saved us.
是连续我们。
Not only to have mercy on us.
使我们将来能进入永远。
But to bring us into eternity.
主有更重要的心意，就是要你我成为一个侍奉的人。
God has this great plan to make us into a people of service.
并且圣经也很清楚告诉我们。
And scripture very clearly tells us,
将来最终我们要到审判台前。
We will all stand before the judgment throne one day.
啊，我们要站在基督的台前受审判。
We will stand before the judgment throne of Christ.
那么将来主审判的一个根据、那个标准是什么呢？
And how will the Lord judge us at that time?
如果你读马太福音二十五章，
If you read Matthew 25,
主在那里很清楚地告诉我们。
The Lord very clearly tells us.
那里主做了一个比喻。
The Lord gave us a parable. There was a king that went to a faraway country, and he distributed his inheritance.
有的两千，有的一千。
And someone had 5,000 talents, 2,000 talents, and 1,000.
那个五千的又赚了五千。
And the person that had 5 talents doubled the money, likewise the 2 talents.
所以当这个王回来的时候。
So when the king come back.
在马太福音二十五章二十一、二十三节两次出现这个话。
So in Matthew chapter 25, verse 21 and 23, this phrase happened twice.
主说好，你这又良善又忠心的人。
Well done, good and faithful servant.
你看他英文翻译翻讲对了，我中文讲对了吗？啊，是不是好？你这又忠心又良善的人是这样说的吗？是什么？好，你这又良善又忠心的什么仆人
？Well done, good and faithful servant.
什么叫做仆人呢
？What does it mean by a servant?
仆人就是服侍的人。
It's someone who serves.
所以你知道，将来到审判台前的时候，神审判根据什么？根据侍奉。
So in the judgment day, when we stand before the Lord, God will judge us according to our service.
所以今天主要提醒我们。
May the Lord remind us.
有一天我们都要面对主的审判。
We will all face the judgment seat one day.
那么请我们记得。
Let us remember.
神审判你不根据你是好人坏人。
God does not judge you according to your good and evil. Or how zealous you are or what good deeds you've done.
主的话又简单又清楚。
God's word is very straightforward.
主是根据什么? 根据侍奉。
God will judge you according to your service.
神要看你是不是一个好仆人。
God will see whether you are a good servant or a bad servant.
所以这句话呢, 主说好,
啊。So well done.
你看英文讲的这个很好, well done. 我想用现在年轻人讲的话更好讲的话 就是good job, good job.
Or in the slang today, good job.
对不对? 我们现在很少听见人家讲 well done, 大部分都讲 good job.
We hear good job more often than well done today.
而且我们有时候一点服侍啊, 你旁边就会讲, oh, good job, good job.
Sometimes when we serve well, someone would tell you good job.
有的时候我做好, 别人也会讲着, good job.
And sometimes he does well and he hears the same thing.
但是弟兄姊妹, 你知道我的内心深处啊, 多希望这句话是从主的口中说出来的。
But in the depths of my heart, I wish that the Lord would say that to me instead.
人称赞我们算不得什么。
Who cares what people say?
今天我们很多时候做很多事都希望得人的称赞,对不对呢?
But we do things to please people today.
哇,如果人今天称赞,我们高兴得不得了。
If people praise us, then we feel good.
但是弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters,
你如果能得到主的称赞,
if you can obtain the praise from
这告诉我们说什么,
the Lord, then that tells us there's meaning in your life.
啊, 用我们中国人的话来讲白点,
then you did not waste your life.
我们希望有一天能听见这个声音,
we pray that we can hear that compliment from the Lord.
是主说的,
from his very mouth.
不是人说的,
not from men.
那么你怎么样能从主的口中得到是这个 well done 呢?
So how can you obtain that compliment from the Lord's mouth?
那么你怎么样? 你要做一个好仆人。
You have to be a good servant.
你要做一个忠心的仆人。
You have to be a faithful servant.
所以主说你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
So when the Lord said, you, well done, good and faithful servant.
我们中文呢, 这个翻成良善这个字啊,
In the Chinese translation, it says good.
好像呢, 就说这个人呢, 很善良,
it's kind of like that person is good on the moral scale.
当然了,
of course, you need to have some goodness in you to be a good servant.
如果你很恶的话, 你当然得不到主称赞你好, 是良善,
if you're a wicked person, how can you obtain a compliment from the Lord?
但是呢, 这个字的原文的意思就是说 good 就是意思说 你要把服侍服得好, 服侍得好。
But this good in the original Greek refers to the quality of service. You have to render good service to the Lord.
我们怎么样在地上能追求一个好的服侍, 这个是重要的。
So the question is, how can we render good service to the Lord?
每个弟兄姊妹都应该思想, 我们怎么样能把侍奉呢, 把它服侍得好。
So we have to think about how can we render good service to the Lord.
当然你服侍得好, 你一定要首先服侍得对啊。
Of course, to render good service, you have to serve him correctly.
你做对了才是好。
You have to do the things correctly.
啊, 那么不仅这样, 还需要忠心。
And not only that, you need to be faithful.
忠心向谁忠心啊?
Faithful to who?
不是向人忠心,
not to man,
也不是向事物忠心,
not to things,
那是向神忠心,
but unto God.
意思说呢, 你是照着神的意思做的。
In another words, you do things according to God's will.
不是照着人的意思做的。
Not according to man's plans.
我们知道在圣经里面呢, 关于侍奉啊, 神有他自己的定规, 有他自己的方式。
You know that service unto God, God has his own special pattern and plan and method.
弟兄姊妹, 这是多么重要的一件事情啊。
And it's very important.
所以呢, 今天我们在侍奉上面,
so today when we serve,
我们明白侍奉的性质,
we need to understand the characteristics of service.
啊, 我们要知道神的方法,
we need to know his methods.
我们要知道神的目的,
we need to understand his purpose.
到底他是怎么计划的?
How did he plan it all?
如果我们能按照这样的光景做,
if we go according to that understanding,
那么你就是一个忠心的, 一个侍奉主的人。
Then you are a faithful servant of God.
使徒保罗蒙召以后啊,
When the Apostle Paul was called,
他深深地知道这件事情的重要。
He truly understand the importance of this topic.
所以他告诉神的百姓啊。
So he told the people of God.
神不需要任何的谋士的。
God does not need any strategist.
Counselor. 神不需要你去这个给他出计谋啊。
You don't need to come up with ideas for God.
你给他定什么主意？
Don't help God with your ideas.
你知道今天我们的侍奉主任，有时候我们发起热心的时候啊，我们就在家里面就想怎么样给主出个主意啊。
Sometimes when we are very zealous for the Lord, we come up with ideas at home, how we can help him.
能把这个聚会弄得热一点，弄得这个大家都热，愿意火热一点，对不对呢？
So how can we share a message to get everyone set on fire for the Lord?
你知道今天在地上不知道多少传道人呢，天天脑子里面就想这个东西。
So many preachers today are turning the wheels on their head to get this done.
教会历史证明一件事情呢。
We can see it very clearly in church history.
就是人的主意太多了。
Too many men's ideas.
太多人这个做主的谋士。
Too many people volunteer to be counselors for God.
并且我们很喜欢替神出主意。
And we love to be God's counselors.
有时候啊，我们对主说，我们说主啊，哎，这样做比较好啊。
Sometimes we say to God, wouldn't this be a better idea?
有时候我们甚至感觉主啊，你那个主意啊，好像还没有我这个高明呢。
Sometimes we said to God, God, your idea is probably not as good as mine.
弟兄姊妹，我不是说笑话。
I am not joking.
你仔细的读教会历史。
If you read church history in detail,
你看看这样的事情层出不穷的。
You see that happening time and time again.
就在今天地上的教会。这个基督教里面，这个主意是多的不得了的。
Even today, the church has come up with many, many odd ideas.
啊，你知道有很多主意并不一定是坏的。
And these ideas are not all that bad.
啊，我没有意思要批评任何。
I am not here to criticize anybody.
啊，不然一下出来了一个什么细胞小组，另一下出来了一个什么东西，这个侍奉的东西啊，多的不得了。
All these great ideas for service, cell groups, and this and that.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters, please remember,
在侍奉上,
in service,
神不需要谋士,
God need not any counselors.
我们只能从主的话语里面来追求到底说主啊你要我怎么做?
We only need to meditate on God's word and find what is the will that God has for us.
如果你今天能够按照主所要的光景去做的话呢?
If you work according to God's plan,
将来也许我们到审判台前的时候啊
，Perhaps when we stand before God's judgment seat，
就说 Good job。
God will say to us, Good job。
你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
Well done, good and faithful servant。
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我要再强调说
，Let me emphasize this。
在最后的审判里
，At the last judgment，
神是用侍奉做标准的。
God will judge you according to service.
你看这件事情对我们来讲是不是很重要的挑战？
Isn't this a great challenge for us?
是严肃的提醒，对不对？
This is a very stern admonition.
不要轻看服事。
So do not lightly esteem service.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
侍奉是永远的事。
Service is an eternal thing.
我们在地上做事啊。
When we do our earthly
jobs, 做到一个年龄就要退休了，对吧？
You know you would reach retirement one day.
我们在座很多人都退休了。
There are many retirees among us today.
有人讲说，那么服侍主也应该有退休吗？
So people would ask, do you retire in service for God?
我从前年轻时候我也不懂，我说为什么服侍主的人没有退休的呢？
When I was young, I thought, how come people who work for God don't retire?
原来是什么呢？原来侍奉是永远的。
Because service is an eternal thing.
啊，那么我们可以说我们年纪老了，我跑不动了，我讲不动了，我可以这些外面的事物不做。
Sometimes people say, "Oh, I'm old. I can't walk. I can't talk, and I can't do outward things."
但是你不能说我退休啊。
But you cannot retire.
啊，有很多人说了。哎呦，在地上很劳苦，感谢主，主一回来，我们大家都退休了。
Oh, I'm like so weary, some people would say, and thank the Lord when he comes back, then I get to take a break.
如果你仔细读圣经的话呢
？But if you read,
要失望。
you will be very disappointed.
因为启示录二十二章告诉我们呢。
Because in Revelation chapter 12 tells us,
将来进入永世做什么？
When we reach eternity,
他的仆人都要侍奉他。
His servants will serve him continually.
哎呦，你想今生受不了，到永世里还要这样服侍吗？
I'm already so weary in this lifetime, and I need to work some more in eternity.
我弟兄姊妹们，那是不同的情况。
But brothers and sisters, it would be a different circumstance.
所以你即使你年纪老了，你不能跑了，不能说了，弟兄姊妹，你还是侍奉神。
So even if you're old and in your twilight years, you can't move or do this, you still continue your service.
这是主给我们极大的荣耀。
This is the great glory that God has given us.
所以希望主哈，借他的灵啊，在我们里面解开他自己的话。
So may the Spirit of God open His word to us.
让我们真正的懂得这个侍奉的这个意义是什么。
That we would truly understand the meaning of service.
当然我们晓得，今天呢，神在整个宇宙里面或者地上，神最大的工作是什么？是建立教会。
Of course, in the universe, God's greatest work is to build up His church.
主耶稣流血舍命也是为着要得着教会。
Jesus bled and died for us to redeem his bride.
但在这件事情上我们必须弄清楚。
But we must understand this.
教会是神的工作。
The church is God's work.
不是人的工作。
Not the works of men.
所以你不能用人的方法。
So you cannot use men's methods.
弟兄姊妹们，在教会的建造上。
So brothers and sisters, in the building up of the church.
性质不对。
If your heart is not right,
方法不对,
if your method is not right,
你不能准确地按照神的目的,
you would miss God's mark.
请我们记得,
let us remember,
你如果这样做,
if you do this,
你的一生所有的劳苦归于徒然,
you would waste your life if you miss the mark.
保罗说, 空跑徒劳,
Paul said,toiling in vain.
所以神要我们服侍。
God wants us to serve him.
但是呢，神不要照你的方法，不要照我的方法。
But not according to yours or my idea.
神要照他的方法。
According to God's plan.
所以我们将来的侍奉在主跟前有没有价值，不是我们来衡量的。
So whether our service has any meaning before the Lord, it's not up to us to decide.
主说了才算数的。
The yardstick of measurement is from God.
我想我很着重的这样讲啊，就希望呢，弟兄姊妹，我们能对这件事情能有够多的重视。
I pray that you would really pay attention to this.
我们不服侍主，辜负神的救恩。
If we don't serve the Lord, then we really take the salvation of God in vain.
我们如果在错误中间服侍他
，If we serve him incorrectly，
这个也是辜负神的恩典。
We also failed his salvation for us。
所以呢，这个服侍啊，是神所重视的一件事情。
So service is what God pays heed to。
也是我们应当重视的一件事情。
Likewise, we should pay heed to this topic.
今天我们活在新约的时代。
Today we live in New Testament time.
我们知道新约时代的这个侍奉的特性呢，跟旧约呢是有点区别的。
We know that characteristics of New Testament service is very different from the Old Testament.
我们讲过啊，以色列人因为在西乃山下的失败，所以侍奉呢，从以色列的全族变成只落到。
We mentioned that at the foot of Mount Sinai, the children of Israel failed God, so service was reallocated to a subsector, the Levites only.
所以旧约的侍奉啊，变成一个特殊的侍奉。
So service became belonging to a special people.
如果呢，你没有生在利未家，没有生在亚伦的家，你就没有办法做祭司的。
So unless you're a Levite, unless you're from the house of Aaron, service is none of your business.
但是到了新约时代中间
But in the New Testament
这是一个普及的是每一个弟兄姊妹都是祭司
Every single brothers and sister is a priest unto God
圣灵重生我们
The Holy Spirit birthed us
我们是生来的祭司
We are born to be priests
不要忘记你是生来的祭司
You are born to be priests
所以你应该服侍主
That's what you ought to do
在新约时代中如果再把它弄成特殊那就不对
So in the New Testament, if you reallocate service to a specialized group of people, then that is incorrect.
那么当然在旧约的侍奉呢，多半是注重规条和行为。
Of course, in the Old Testament, it's all about regulations and rules.
那么新约的侍奉是生命。
The New Testament service has to do with life.
在旧约的侍奉里面，
in the Old Testament service,
他们侍奉的榜样是用摩西做榜样。
The role model of service is Moses.
是用人做榜样。
A man as a role model.
但在新约圣经里面，
But in the New Testament,
那是用基督做榜样。
Christ is the model.
弟兄姊妹们，在这些事情上，我们要很谨慎。
We have to be very careful with this.
不要弄差了。
Don't get it wrong.
啊，今天我们有很多时候，你看在地上，我们仍旧感觉好像侍奉是特殊的。
And sometimes you feel that, oh, service belongs to that group of people.
啊，所以在今天基督教里面有很多地方，他们还是分成这个什么神职人员呐、平信徒了，这个思想还是很普遍。
So even in churches today, there's the layman and then there's the church workers.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这是一个错误的。
That is wrong.
你如果活在这个里面，你活在旧约里了。
That's living in the Old Testament.
啊，那么呢？另外呢，我们有很多时候觉得侍奉只是在外表上做事。
Sometimes we are in error and we think that service is an outward thing.
只是遵守一些的规条。
You follow certain rules.
那么你还是活在旧约。
You're still living in the Old Testament.
因为你是注重的是行为的东西。
Because you pay attention to outward things.
我们知道在新约时代中不是没有行为。
Of course, New Testament service has outward things
involved. 这个行为呢，是从里面的生命发出来的。
But the outward expression is an expression of what you have inside.
不是用外面的规条做出来的。
It's not enforced upon you by rules.
那么更重要的是什么呢？
And more importantly,
我们要把主耶稣当作我们侍奉的模型。
We have to ordain Christ as the model of our service.
不管那个人多属灵，是像摩西一样，你也不能效法。
Even for someone so spiritual as Moses, you cannot treat him as your role model.
但弟兄姊妹，我们仔细想一想。
Think about it.
我们在新约时代中有没有犯这样的错误呢？
Do we make the same mistakes in the New Testament?
很多时候都犯这个错误。
We always make that mistake.
哇，各到各处，弟兄姊妹，我看见很多都是根据人呢、照着那个人的样子，不对。
A lot of brothers and sisters all over the world follow a certain model that is established by men.
主是唯一的一个标准。
The Lord is our only standard.
在同一个世纪啊，使徒保罗就很清楚告诉我们。
In the first century, the Apostle Paul very clearly tells us.
因为他的服侍太好了。
Because he rendered great service to God.
是弟兄姊妹啊，看得见摸得着的。
It's what brothers and sisters can see and touch.
所以大家都效法他。
So everyone followed him.
哎呀，他们觉得只要能像保罗就好了。
Oh, so everyone thought, oh, if I can just serve like Paul did.
啊，保罗看看这弟兄姊妹们也实在是很幼嫩啊。
And Paul sees the brothers and sisters are very young in the Lord.
保罗说，好好，你们都效法我吧。
Okay, be the imitators of me then.
但是呢，他的话没停在这里。
His words didn't end there.
你们要效法我，像我效法基督，对吧？
Be ye imitators of me as I imitate Christ.
这个话我想弟兄姊妹都很熟悉的。
Of course you're very familiar with this verse.
但是呢，我们有很多时候呢，知道这件事情，但是实际的侍奉上还是犯很多的错误。
But we know this in our head, in our service, we always make mistakes.
所以我们仰望主的怜悯。
So may the Lord have mercy upon us.
在主回来的日子之前。
Before the Lord comes back.
都是我们弟兄姊妹的机会。
We still have a chance to change our ways.
我们要寻求怎么样能够好好的服侍主。
We need to find the right way to serve Him correctly.
我们要寻求怎样能忠心的服侍主。
We need to seek the way to serve Him faithfully.
希望最后到审判台前。
That when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ one day.
主对每一个弟兄姊妹都能说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
That the Lord can say to each and every one of us, well done, good and faithful servant.
所以这几天主若许可，
So if the Lord is willing in these few days,
我们这些活在新约时代中的圣徒，
We are saints that are living in the New Testament,
我们要按照神在新约时代中的启示，
We have to live according to the revelation in the New Testament,
我们来追求明白到底 我们要怎样循着神的教训能够有好的服侍。
Let us pursue and seek after God's teaching for New Testament service.
并且能够忠心的按照这个侍奉往前。
And that we can be faithful in the service going forward.
我再说。
Let me repeat.
这个时间时机非常的紧迫。
The time is near.
主回来的日子非常的迫近。
The Lord is coming back so soon.
这就看我们到底有没有智慧拣选上好的福分。
Now it depends on us whether we have wisdom to choose the better part.
我愿意借这些话和弟兄姊妹相互之间的勉励。
May we encourage each other with the word of God.
所以这一次呢，我们有四堂的聚会。
So we have four messages.
那么我们要从不同的方向和弟兄姊妹们一同来有交通。
We would fellowship in different angles.
那么首先今天早晨第一堂嘛。
So today the first message.
我们要讲在侍奉上面，这个明白那个性质是第一要紧的事情。
The first thing we have to understand the characteristics of service.
如果我们在侍奉上啊，把这个侍奉的性质搞不清楚啊。
If we don't understand the characteristics of service,
我们很可能就会犯下非常多的错误。
We would make a lot of mistakes.
感谢主啊。
Thank the Lord.
在头一个世纪。
In the first century,
主借着使徒保罗。
God spoke through Apostle Paul.
给我们有非常好的一个教导。
And he left us with great teachings.
他不仅是一个忠心侍奉主的人。
He was not only someone who was faithful in service.
他是神的好执事。
He was a good servant.
那么呢，并且呢，主给他特别的启示。
And God gave him special revelations.
他对这方面的真理认识的最透彻。
And he received so much light in this topic.
所以保罗为了要解释啊，这个侍奉上面性质的不这个问题。
And Paul was expounding his understanding of the characteristics of service.
他用了一些啊，从前人所没有用过的一些名词。
He used some diction that no one has ever used in describing service.
所以他在这里讲到了新人，讲到了旧人。
So he spoke of the new man and the old man.
这些呢，在以往的侍奉主的人从来没用过这些名词。
No one else before him used such terms.
那么今天呢，保罗用这个新人和旧人呢，来分别这个侍奉的性质。
So now Paul used the term the new man and the old man to describe different types of service.
所以我们需要明白什么是新人，什么是旧人。
So we need to understand what is the new man and what's the old man.
那么自然的，我们就能够把什么呢？把侍奉的性质把它分开来。
So we can separate the different characteristics of service.
哎呀，其实啊，使徒保罗当初写出这些话是很清楚的。
So Paul, when he documented this, he was very clear in his head.
有很多时候我常常不明白啊。
But many times I don't understand.
为什么两千年的历史，这么多人读圣经啊？
How come in 2,000 years of church history and so many people reading God's word, no one paid attention to it?
结果呢，因着性质上面的不够分别。
Because they could not separate the two.
叫许许多多的劳苦，许多的工作都落空了。
So a lot of hard work and labor and efforts was in vain.
这是多么可惜的事情。
And it was so sad.
所以今天早晨我们在这里要把这个新人和旧人的这个意义呢，给弟兄姊妹们呢。做一点解释。
So this morning, I want to describe the difference between the new man and the old man in service.
那么请我们注意啊，这是非常重要的一件事情。
We need to understand that this is very important.
这是一个最根基的事情。
This is a fundamental thing.
如果在基本的事情上我们就搞不清楚。
If you cannot figure the fundamentals out.
以后呢，这些事情想弄清楚也不容易。
It would be very difficult to move on.
如果你能把这个东西弄清楚了。
If you figure it out.
你再回头看今天整个地上基督教的工作
If you can look at the Christianity today,
很明显这个界限就分出来了
You will see that dividing line black and white、
我再说这不是人的意念是神的启示
Let me repeat, this is not man's idea but it is a revelation from God
那么熟悉希腊文的人都知道、
Those who know Greek tell us.
在新约圣经里面，这个新人旧人呢，他都是用单数出现。
The new man and the old man is written in singular terms.
为什么是用单数字出现的？
Why in singular terms?
这个单数字的出现就是说它是指明性质说的。
It's in singular terms because it speaks of the very character.
或者我再用简单的话来讲。
Or to put it in a different way.
在今天这个世界里面这各民各族各方啊有很多不同的分别对不对
So in this world, there are different nations and tribes and people.
族类非常多
There are different types.
但在神的眼中来看只有两种人
But in God's eyes, there's only two types of people.
只有两个族
Only two types of people.
一个是旧的族一个新的族
The old people and the new people.
在神眼中没有看见地上这个什么几百个族的
There is no other third group.
因为什么呢新的人就是这帮蒙恩得救的人。
Because the new man, the new group is those who are saved and redeemed.
或者说呢，是神要把我们整个更新的这帮人。
It's a people that God wants to renew.
那么这个旧人呢，就指的从前从亚当下来的这批人。
But the old man or the old group refers to the Adamic.
所以首先请我们记得。
So let us remember.
新人旧人在圣经里面是指的性质上面的分别说的。
So the new man, the old man refers to the characteristics.
这个新人呢
The new man.
在保罗的书信里面告诉我们
In the writings of Paul.
以弗所书第二章讲到是指的教会说的。
In Ephesians 2, it speaks of the new man in regards to the church.
教会应该是整个是新人的性质的。
The church is supposed to be a new man.
但是呢，这个新人的这个性质呢，却是属于每一个圣徒的。
The characteristics of the new man belongs to each and every believer.
或者我们这样说，教会是新人，但是教会中的每个弟兄姊妹都具备新人的性质。
In other words, the church is a new man, but every member of the church is a new man as well.
保罗告诉我们，这是我们基督徒在地上追求这个目标啊。
So that is what we seek after as Christians.
我们要让这个新人的性质在我们身上越来越丰富。
We need to have the characteristics of the new man growing and enriched in us day by day.
那么在圣经里面，保罗会告诉我们旧人呢？
And Paul also said in the New Testament, for the old man,
他是第一个人，那就是亚当嘛。
The first man, Adam.
所以他被称作是首先的亚当。
So the first Adam.
那么是保罗告诉我们，他是属土的。
It's of the earth.
弟兄姊妹，你要把这个新人的性质弄清楚啊。
So you have to figure out what's the new man.
那就说呢，那个堕落的亚当所下来的都是旧人。
What came from Adam, it's of the old man.
而新人呢是第二个人。
The new man is the second man.
被称作是末后的亚当。
The last Adam.
什么叫末后的亚当呢
？What's the last Adam?
就是主耶稣来了，结束了那个旧的亚当。
When Christ came, he terminated the first Adam.
那么圣经说他是属天的。
And Scripture says Christ is from heaven.
他是永远的。
He's eternal.
圣经中啊，每次讲的这个第一啊，都说明它的源头是什么。
When Scripture mentions the first, it mentions the source.
那么讲到第二处，就是另外一个起源。
And when it mentions the last, it mentions the other source.
讲到末后，就是它的一个结束。
And when Scripture mentions the last, it's what concludes the matter.
我不晓得青年弟兄姊妹，你听懂了没有
？Do you understand?
你好好去思想。
Think about it.
非常重要。
It's very important.
如果你能把这个东西弄清楚了，弟兄姊妹们，你的侍奉就有大转机。
If you figure it out, then there would be a great turning point in your service.
所以弟兄姊妹，你今天看见啊，本来在亚当堕落之后，全部都是旧人。
When Adam fell, everything became old man.
那么神的心知道不能用旧人来成就侍奉。
God knew that the old man cannot complete service.
只有新人可以成就神的侍奉。
Only the new man can complete service.
所以主耶稣到地上来了。
So when Christ came on earth,
他就成了新造的族类了。
He became this new man.
他把一个这全新的光景带到地上来。
He brought this new condition to us.
那么，并且借着救恩。
And by his salvation,
把我们这些人从世界中救赎出来。
He rescued us from the world.
那么呢，要把我们也改变成新人。
And he transformed us into a new man.
因为只有新人是神所要的侍奉的人。
Because only a new man is what God wants to serve.
旧人是神所不能使用的人。
God cannot use the old man.
你首先你先记住这个。
Remember this first.
这里的意思就告诉我们。
Here it tells us.
旧人是完全要丢掉的。
You have to throw away the old man.
要结束。
You have to put an end to it.
所以罗马书第六章第六节告诉我们说，我们的旧人，这个亚当下来的这个旧人性质的人，要与基督同钉十字架。
So in Romans 6:6, it says our old man has to be crucified with Christ.
而神所要得的是新人。
What God wants is the new man.
我想这样讲啊，可能我们大家有些人可能还不能完全明白。
Maybe some of us can't truly understand this yet.
本来我是希望弟兄姊妹自己去领会啊。
I was hoping that you would grasp this on your own.
但是呢，我知道这个如果不把它讲得清楚一点，领会也不大容易。
But I understand that if I don't explain it clearly, it's very hard to grasp.
这个旧人是什么呢？
What is the old man?
就包括这世界上所有人的智慧、人的经验、人的成就、人所做的这一切的事物。
It refers to the worldly experiences, knowledge, and accomplishment that the old man has accomplished.
不管在我们眼中是多伟大的人，多有多么大的成就，他的思想是多么的丰富，有多么大的影响力。
There are a lot of influential people with great minds and great thoughts, and they have done great things.
这一切我们知道有天都结束。
But we know that these things will pass away one day.
那么不仅是世界上的东西结束。
Not only the things of the world.
今天教会里面也是一样。
Even things in the church.
我们把人的智慧、人的哲学、人的这个方法，不管什么天文地理这些什么东西，你把拉到教会里面来。
We always put man's philosophies, man's ideas, and man's knowledge into the church.
只要是出于人的这部分的东西，
whatever that came from a man,
就全部都要结束。
It will likewise pass away.
只有什么呢？只有出于主的。
Only what comes from God.
这一部分是神能接纳、能接受的。
Only God can accept these things.
这个是神所要的。
That's what God wants.
这个是能够怎么样的？能够。服侍神的。
Only those things can serve God.
我不知道这样讲，弟兄姊妹能领会一些吗？
Can you understand what I'm trying to say?
因为今天呢，我们在整个地上的教会中间，
In the church today.
因为这种东西是掺杂的。
There is a mixture.
所以叫我们神的儿女们非常难以分辨。
It's very hard for us to decipher which is which.
保罗就曾经对提摩太讲，
Paul once told Timothy，
你要躲避那些好像那个似而又非的东西。
Be careful of things that are very deceiving。
我再说，如果我们在这个性质上不能分辨，
If you cannot decipher the characteristics，
我们的侍奉将来在主跟前没有多好的价值。
Then you cannot render valuable service to God.
我从年轻的时候，主带领我，我有这么一种的意念在里面，我都知道这个很严肃。
Even when I was young in the Lord, I understand that this is very important.
我常常有时候恨我自己，说我用口啊讲不大清楚。
I was really frustrated that I cannot explain it clearly.
但是我内心深处知道这很重要。
But in my heart, I know that it's very important.
那并且呢，弟兄姊妹们，你这个性质一分别之后啊，
and after you are able to decipher the characteristics,
当然也会有一点后果啊，你会得罪很多人。
And there will be consequences because you will offend many.
你甚至可能会失去很多好朋友。
You will lose a lot of good friends.
但是没有办法。
But there's no other way out.
因为如果你要讨神的欢喜，
because if you are to please God,
你就不能讨人的欢喜。
You cannot please men.
弟兄姊妹们。 这个对于我们天然的人来讲啊，是我们很多人难以接受的东西。
This is very hard to accept for the natural man.
因为这有人觉得说，你看我受了这么多的教育，我多聪明啊，我多有智慧啊，我多能干，我应该把我这个可以摆在教会中侍奉，对吧？
You see how I'm very educated, I'm very knowledgeable, I can do great things, I can use all my talents in the church.
但请我们记得，
But remember,
只要是出于旧人的东西，
If anything comes from the old man,
人能接纳了，神不能接纳。
Even if men can accept it, God will not.
所以你知道保罗在世的时候，他讲到一件事情。
So Paul mentioned this.
他说有很多人传福音给别人，
A lot of people preach the gospel.
自己失去福音的好处。
They would lose the benefit of the gospel for themselves. What does that mean?
他用旧人的方法传福音的。
Because they use the old man to preach the gospel.
圣灵做工啊，也有些人得救。
And yes, the Holy Spirit worked and people are saved.
我们大家就称赞了，多好多好。
And we are very all happy and grateful.
但是这个人在神跟前没有价值，知道吗？
But that worker was judged before the Lord.
因为他使用的方法。
Because his methodology
不是用神的方法
was not pleasing to God.
你们记得保罗在哥林多前书怎么说吗？
Remember what Paul said in the epistle to First Corinthians. I came to you
传福音
to preach the gospel.
没有用人智慧委婉的言语
not using the wisdom of man.
为什么保罗没有用智慧委婉的言语啊？
Why did he not use the wisdom of man?
保罗多聪明啊！
Paul is such a smart guy.
多有学问啊。
He is such a knowledgeable guy.
他不仅知道犹太人的那个整个律法。
He knows all the laws of the Jews.
他也熟悉当代所有哲学家的这些理论。
He knows all the worldly philosophies.
按理讲他来到哥林多这个地方。
So naturally when he comes to the
Corinth. 你们讲哲学吗？
Do you want to challenge me
on philosophy? 我比你们知道的更多。
I know more than any of you.
就像我们有个弟兄曾经讲过的。
There's this brother that once said.
你第一名吗？你在学校考试老第一名吗？
Oh, are you number one at school?
你幸好没有跟我同班呢。
You're lucky that I'm not in your class.
如果你跟我同班，你一定是第二名。
If I'm in your class, you're just number two.
你看看这些这世界上的学问有它的高傲的地方，对不对？
You see how in things of the world people can
get very cocky. 保罗说我在你们中间又战惊又恐惧。
But what did Paul say? I came to you in fear and in much
trembling. 他说我传的福音没有用人智慧委婉的言语。
So I did not use the method of men when I preached the gospel in your midst.
我乃用圣灵和大能的名证。
I use the Spirit and the name of Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
你就知道保罗是一个懂得什么是新人，什么是旧人。
So you see that Paul knows what is of the new man and what is of the old man.
今天你我懂吗？
Do you understand that today?
我们如果在性质上不能分别，
if you cannot decipher the two characteristics,
我们的侍奉在主跟前的价值微乎其微。
You are not able to render service that is meaningful to God.
我们很快就会看见这个结果。
You will see your fruit of labor very quickly.
仰望主的怜悯。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
简单的记得。
Remember it very simply.
旧人和旧人的一切神都不能用。
God cannot use anything that comes from the old man.
神把它完全丢的。
God threw all that away.
因为在我们眼中来看，哇，这是了不起的智慧，这是了不起的作为，对不对？
In our eyes, we think, oh wow, that is amazing wisdom and amazing knowledge.
这是伟大的成就。
An amazing accomplishment.
弟兄姊妹，你知道神多伟大吗？
Do you know how great our God is?
啊，神多伟大。
How great is He?
宇宙都没办法容得下他，对不对？
The heavens cannot contain Him.
大卫说，我刚观看你用指头所陈设的月亮星宿。
David said, I see the heavens that you have outstretched.
你这个地上的一点什么智慧，你拿到神跟前，这个完全太可笑了。
What knowledge can you bring before the mighty God?
所以保罗说是将亡之人的智慧。
Paul said it is knowledge that is in vain.
因为在我们感觉不得了了。
But to us, it's really amazing.
在神算得了什么呢？
But to God, it's nothing.
就好像我们到动物园里面去看。
It's kind of like for us when we go to a zoo.
哎呦，你看到那个猴子会拿刀叉吃饭。
We see monkeys eating a meal with a fork and a knife.
这个对我们做人来讲还稀奇吗？
Is that amazing to us?
因为它是猴子，对不对？
It's cute because it's a monkey.
我们是看猴戏。
We're looking at a show.
老实讲，弟兄姊妹们，我们今天很多用人的方法，人的智慧在神跟前的侍奉了。
to be quite frank, our service that is according to the knowledge of men and the plans of men.
当然，我不好这么形容啊。
Of course, I should not really draw that analogy. You know what I want to say.
这神跟你一点价值都没有。
It's not meaningful before God.
弟兄姊妹们，不是我们人轻看人。
We're not despising other men.
那是神，他有他的作为。
But God has His own work.
因为神给我们是更好的。
Because God gives us the very best.
给每一个弟兄姊妹是最好的。
He gives you the very best.
你想一想，主耶稣基督付上这么重大的代价死了。
Christ Jesus paid such a great price. He died for you.
最后，他把他的生命赐给我们。
He gave you His life.
他给我们的东西是多么的珍贵呀！
How precious is the things that He gave us.
我们不懂得运用这个。
But we don't know how to use it today.
我们人就用我们人的方法侍奉神。
Then we fall back and use our own methodology.
难怪教会历史中，你读历史你发现人的作为把主的教会带到极大的黑暗里面。
You see through church history how man's hands brought great trials and problems into the house of God.
在中古时期，教会落入千年的黑暗。
In the Middle Ages, the church fell into 1,000 years of darkness.
在旧约圣经里面，你读列王的传记也是落入几千年的黑暗时期。
When you read the Chronicles, you see darkness.
为什么呢
？Why?
我们说这是仇敌的作为。
We say, oh, that's the work of the devil.
你在认真的讲这人的作为。
But to be more honest, it's the works of men.
所以求主给我们智慧。
So may the Lord give us wisdom.
让我们里面能够明白过来。
That we can understand.
凡是出于旧人的东西
Whatever is from the old man.
神不能用的
God cannot use.
神是要除掉的
God will get rid of it.
所以保罗有时候讲到这些东西的时候也没办法
So when Paul expound on this.
保罗知道说我在父的面前祷告
He said, I pray before the Father.
因为这个属灵的事情是属于神的。
Because spiritual things are of God.
我们不是听几篇道我们就清楚了。
We cannot just listen to a few messages and
understand. 求主这一段日子在这里用启示和智慧的灵开我们里面的眼睛。
May the Lord grant to us the spirit of wisdom and revelation to open our inner eyes.
你懂得了这个。
When you understand this.
你就不会迷惑，不会错误。
Then you would not be deceived and you would not make mistakes.
否则非常的困难。
Or else you would be in a lot of struggles.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
我们的神用心良苦啊。
Our God has such a heart for us.
他为着在这么一个混杂的地上。
He wants us to decipher in all this deceit.
能把他的心意带到人的身上。
That he may have his way, his will in us.
神实在是。用了他无限的智慧。
God uses manifold wisdom.
神为了要结束这个旧人。
God wants to terminate the old man.
这也是我们主耶稣基督钉十字架的原因。
That's one of the reasons why Christ was crucified.
因为这个旧人的性质，你用什么东西除灭他呢？你只有用十字架。
So how can you get rid of the old man only by the cross?
所以是主耶稣要亲自到地上来成为人呢。
Only Christ can come in the form of a man.
他把这个旧人的性质带到十字架上。
He brought the old man in its entirety to the cross.
他在那里结束了旧人一切的性质。
He terminated the old man in its entirety.
并且他要把我们的救赎回来的人。
And he redeemed us.
在我们的肉体中。
That in our flesh.
一点一点的把旧人的性质把它除去。
He would remove the old man from us bit by bit.
这是你我今天得救的故事。
That is your story and my story today.
当年日延长的时候
as time passed,
神的希望是什么？天天在我们身上除去一点旧人，除去一点旧人，除去一点旧人。
It is God's hope that daily He can remove bits and parts of the old man from us.
那么神为着要达到这个目的呀。
To obtain that purpose,
他不仅把新生命给你
He not only give you the new life,
他还差遣圣灵住在你的里面
He sent the Holy Spirit to live within you.
住在你里面做什么呢
What is the Holy Spirit doing within you?
今天我们总是感觉圣灵来了，带给我们喜乐，带给我们能力啊。
And today we think, oh, the Holy Spirit gives me joy and power.
是吗？这是圣灵来的目的吗？
Is that the purpose God gave you
the
Holy Spirit?
是的，有时候可以有这样的经验。
Yes, we experience joy and
power. 但是圣灵在我们身上最重要的目的是什么？把旧人给他除掉。
But the most important work of the Holy Spirit is to get rid of the old man from you.
这是圣灵今天在地上一个重要的工作。
That is a very important work of the Holy Spirit.
什么叫做磨成神儿子的形象？
So what does it mean to be conformed to the image of God's Son?
就是新人的性质越来越多了。
It's because the new man is more and more manifested.
所以这就是罗马书第八章的故事。
That's the story of Romans 8.
所以我们活在地上啊，就是不是没有意义的。
So when we live on earth, brothers and sisters, it's not meaningless.
每一个基督徒都非常有意义。
Every single Christian has this great meaning in life.
所以从现在开始起，你要懂得一件事了。
So from this day onward, you need to understand.
早晨眼睛一张开。
From the moment when you wake up,
你不要不仅感谢主，还让你活在地上。
You not only thank God to let you live another day.
感谢主，又是一天你可以出去救人。
You thank God that oh, this is another day, another chance for you to get rid of my old man.
这是我们生活的意义。
That's the meaning of your life.
因为只有新人的性质越多，我们才能够把主所要的侍奉献给神。
Only when the new man grows in you day by day, then.Only by then you can render service to God.
如果你仔细地读新约圣经，
If you read New Testament carefully,
你把保罗的思想意念呢牢牢地抓住，
If you grasp what Paul is trying to say,
弟兄姊妹你就懂得了，
Then you would understand
这个思想是多么的宝贵，
How important this topic is.
所以是主首先借着十字架的工作对付旧人。
So God used the cross to deal with the old man.
这就讲为什么我们今天基督徒啊，这个背十字架跟从主、啊、学十字架功课的重要。
So now you understand how important it is to deny yourself and carry the cross daily.
我们不要一天到晚老感觉那个人天天对付我，我在背十字架，我在受苦啊。
Don't think that oh that guy is dealing with me. Oh, I have to carry my cross daily.
所以在弟兄姊妹中间，很多人常常想，哎呀。我的妻子就是我的十字架。
And amidst the brothers and sisters, they always say, "Oh, my wife is my cross."
我的丈夫就是我的十字架。
My husband is my cross.
哎，我们一同服侍的这些人都是我的十字架。
My co-workers are my crosses.
就是呀，我在受苦。
Oh, I am in so much pain. I'm in so much trial.
我愿意为你受苦。
Oh, I suffer this for you, Lord.
我们没有懂得十字架真实的意义。
You don't understand the meaning of the cross.
真实的十字架是在你身上除去旧人的性质的。
The real work of the cross is to let the cross deal with your old man.
那么神在我们里面让这个新人逐渐的开始成长。
So God lets the new man grow day by day.
在以弗所书第四章里面。
In the book of Ephesians chapter 4.
他讲了一句话，他说新人呢是新的创造。
It speaks of the new man as the new creation.
在哥林多后书第五章也讲，若人在基督里，他是一个新造的人，新的创造。
In 1 Corinthians 5, it speaks of us as being the new creation, if any man is in Christ.
你有没有发现呢、啊？这个保罗的用词用语啊，是真的是非常的这个讲究的。
You see how specific Paul is with his diction.
他用这个创造这个字。
He speaks of the new creation.
什么叫创造啊？
What is the new creation?
创造是从前没有的，现在有了。
The new creation is something that wasn't there before.
是吧？这是叫创造。
That's the new creation.
原来这个新人在我们里面呢，他是经过一个创造的过程而达到的。
So the new man, came into being through the creation.
那么当然，神的创造有所依据的。
Of course, there is an order to that creation.
所以保罗告诉我们说，这个创造是照着神。
So that creation is according to God.
因为有真理的公义和圣洁。
With righteousness and holiness.
啊，那么这里是有一个根据的。
So there is this order.
然后我们的主呢，自己道成肉身到地上来，他先把这个新人的光景把它显出来。
So when Christ became flesh and dwelt among us, he manifests the characteristics of the new man.
在哥罗西书里面讲到，他是新人的一个 image, 一个形象。
So in the epistles to the Colossians, it speaks of the new man as the image.
他是标准。
He is the standard.
他是一个模型。
He is the mold.
啊，我们知道，这也是圣灵今天在我们身上呢，劳苦工作的啊一个原因。
That is the reason why the Holy Spirit is working so hard in us.
圣灵在我们身上做什么工啊
？What is the work that the Holy Spirit is trying to accomplish in us?
按照基督所完成的来做。
He works the work according to what Christ has accomplished.
啊，有时候我想到这些啊。
Sometimes when I think of it,
我真的觉得神的恩典何等的浩大。
I really sense how great God's grace is.
啊，所以有很多时候啊，我常常感觉啊，我不是讲弟兄姊妹，讲我自己啊。是个忘恩负义的人。
I always think of myself as someone who falls short of God's grace.
真的。
Really?
我们不要觉得我们很好啊。
Don't think too highly of yourself.
哎，我很稀奇，有很多基督徒常觉得他很好，他很爱主，他非常好。
I'm very surprised that many Christians think that they love the Lord and they're very good.
我不知道你的感觉怎样。
I don't know how you think about yourself.
我在主跟前老是感觉我是一个忘恩负义的人。
What I felt before the Lord is I always felt fall short of His grace and I always missed
Him.
I really do not truly grasp how great the grace that God bestowed upon me. But because of my disobedience and my rebellion, I always grieve the Holy Spirit. It's as though the Lord cannot smile at me.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
今天主的灵在我们身上，就是要把我们怎么改变，
向
主耶稣。
The Holy Spirit is transforming us so we can look more and more like Christ.
而他在我们里面整个的过程呢
？And when the Holy Spirit is working that work in us,
是一个新的创造的过程。
It's the process of the new creation.
就好像创世纪第一章一样。
It's like Genesis 1.
我们知道第一章是一个整个新的，是一个创造，对吧
？We know that chapter 1 speaks of the creation.
啊。那么那个是怎么创造出来的呢
？How was it all created？
也是圣灵的工作。
The work of the Holy Spirit。
神的灵运行在水面上。
The Holy Spirit was hovering above the surface of the waters。
他说地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
Because the world was empty and void。
这个圣经的描述有的时候真的是非常的这个精确。
You see how specific and picturesque that description is.
弟兄姊妹，你看看你里面的光景。
Look at your condition within.
真的是很明亮吗
？Is it very bright?
还是空虚、混沌、渊面、黑暗
？Or is it empty and void and dark, like Genesis 1?
你看，我们有时候连做人呢、啊、都做不好啊。
Sometimes it's so hard to live on.
有时候思想啊奇奇怪怪的。
Sometimes your thinking is all darkened.
啊，有时候啊又很空虚。
Sometimes you feel so empty inside.
这是我们里面的光景。这当初天地是这，地是这样。
Just like Genesis 1:1.
但是神没有丢弃我们。
But God never forsook us.
神的灵运行在水面上。
The Holy Spirit hovered above the surface of the water.
然后神就说话。
And God spoke.
神说有光就有光。
Let there be light and there's light.
啊，那么然后六天的创造就出来了。
And 6 days of creation and
那么神把这个原来仇敌所破坏。失去秩序丑陋的光景就一点一点的把它恢复起来
so that destructive work of Satan that emptiness that disorderly mess was restored immediately
所以今天让我们能看见这个一个美丽的天地
so we see the beautiful creation heaven and earth today
哎呀我们人呢、啊、真的是不懂神的恩典
we really do not understand God's grace
你知道这个美丽的风景都是被人破坏
you know this beautiful scenery was all destroyed by men
这个哪里有人呢哪里就破坏
wherever there are men there wherever creation is damaged
所以你要看最好的风景呢到那个没有人的地方去那就好
so if you were to enjoy creation you go where no one is
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
但是感谢神
but thank the Lord
神的大能能够使这个丑陋的变为美丽
God's power can turn all this ugliness into beauty
把这个没有秩序的变成有秩序
to convert the disorderly into orderly
神不仅在外面的世界上这样创造的
God not only did this with the outward creation
你又一蒙恩得救之后
whenever you're saved
一个新的创造在你里面开始了
there's this new creation within you
哎呀我们真的是有时候刚刚蒙恩得救的时候糊里糊涂的对吧
When we're just saved, we're really wishy-washy.
世界的事也许很清楚但是里面搞不清楚。
We know the things of the world, but things inside we have no idea what's going on.
那么圣灵就在里面一点一点的带领。
And then the Holy Spirit starts to lead you.
哦开始呢 这个空气水要分开了。
And then the waters and the sky start separate.
然后有点光进来了。
And then you have a little light here.
就像创世纪的六天的创造一样，慢慢逐渐一点点的起来了。
The six days of creation, day by day, there's something new.
所以你看，我们基督徒也是一样，有的基督徒刚刚蒙恩得救，什么也不懂，对吧？很单纯。
So likewise, when a Christian is just born, he is very simple.
哎，经过了很多年之后啊。
But after many years, you see that he is changing.
啊，他里面的情形呢，哎，那个美丽的东西越来越多了。
Then you see more and more beauty within him.
从前讲话语无伦次的，现在清楚一点。
In the past, he speak with filthy language, and now he knows how to talk better.
真的，我们刚开始的时候，很多青年，刚蒙得救，就像姊妹起来做见证，不知道讲什么东西。
You see, when brothers and sisters are just saved, when they get up and share, it's all over the place.
我年轻时就是这样。
I was like that when I was young too.
弟兄们拉我起来做见证。
The brothers and sisters
would just. 我都怕得不得了。
Ask me to share, and I would fear and tremble. Because when I stand before men,
我手脚都不知道往哪里放。
I don't know what to do with my hands or my feet.
哎呀，这感觉。这两个手很多余的。
I feel awkward. I don't know what to do with my hands.
等我讲完了之后。
And after I spoke.
年长弟兄们起来就讲了。
And then the elderly brothers would come and talk to me.
这个孙弟兄今天不知道讲什么东西。
I have no idea what you are talking about.
啊，连个小孩子都不如。
She's like a little kid.
哎呀，很羞愧。
And then, oh, I need to dig a hole and hide.
我也没想到有天主拉我出来为他说话。
And amazingly, the Lord.Put me where I am today.
感谢主，现在呢，讲话呢比从前清楚一点了。
And now what I share is more clear than before.
所以有时候弟兄姊妹散了会，就跟你讲，孙弟兄，感谢主，今天你讲得很清楚。
Sometimes people would say to me, "Thank the Lord, you spoke a clear message."
这不是一天就清楚的，对不对呢
？I did not get there in one day.
那是经过一个创造的过程呢。
But it's through the process of the new
creation. 是圣灵在里面做工的。
It's what the Holy Spirit did
within me. 这不是我的本事，不是我的口才。
It's not my ability or my gift.
是主的怜悯。
But it's the mercy of God.
一点点做，一点点做，哎呀，就慢慢的，就这些就出来了。
He did.A work in me day by day, and then in the end, it would be something else.
So, 请我们记得,
so remember this.
若有人在基督里,
if any man were in Christ,
他就是一个新造的人,
he is a new creation.
新的创造,
a new creation.
所以我们顺服的越多,
so as we obey him more,
在我们里面生命成长的就越快,
then the life within us would grow faster.
不要轻忽这些东西,
do not lightly esteem these things.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy upon us.
趁我们在地上还有年日的时候。
That as long as we have time on this earth.
让圣灵在我们里面更多改变我们。
May the Holy Spirit change us more and more.
当新人的性质越来越多。
When the new man grows within you.
你按照这个性质侍奉神。
And you serve God according to the characteristics of the new man.
那就能够得神的喜悦。
Then you can please God.
你不必等到将来，今天在地上做一点，也许神就说 ，Oh, good job, good job.
You don't need to wait till eternity if you serve him now according to his pattern. Perhaps he would tell you, "Well done."
就好像我们对着孩子们一样讲一样。
It's kind of like what we say to our children.
啊，哇，他只要做一点，其实那个也没多少价值。他做了一点点，我们大人就高兴得不得了。
If your child does something right, even if it's insignificant, we would praise that child.
像我那个小孙子一样，胃口不好，吃东西很难。
I have a grandchild that really hates to eat.
有一天她大口吃了一口。
One day she stuffed her face.
满桌的人都在讲 good job, good job.
And the whole table praised her. Good job, good job.
你这个，我们呢在神跟前也差不多是这样。
We are just like that child before the Lord.
你只要从新人的里面出现了一点，神的心就很满足。
As long as the new man shows forth a bit, then the Lord is so satisfied.
请我们记得，你搞了救人的一大堆到神跟前了，神不讲话。
If you labor so hard in the old man, God would be silent.
我们人在那里说 good job, good job, 神不讲话。
Even if man tells you good job, God would be silent.
那么有什么意思呢？
What's the meaning to all that?
求主施恩怜悯我们。
So may the Lord be gracious to us.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
今天主已经把一个新的生命赐给我们。
God gave you this new life.
圣灵也在我们的里面。
The Holy Spirit is in you.
神的心何等的渴望你能够成为新约的祭司。
God's heart longs that you become a priest in the New Testament.
那么我们有没有责任呢？
Do we have responsibilities?
那我们的责任是什么呢？
What are our responsibilities?
我们要求主让我们能进入这个真理。
May the Lord help us to enter into that truth.
感谢主啊。
Thank the Lord.
保罗不仅告诉我们有旧人有新人。
Paul not only tells us of the new man and the old man.
保罗也告诉我们怎么样能进入这个新人的经历。
Paul also tells us how to enter into the experience of the new man.
他用一个很特殊的一种说法。
He used this very particular phrase.
他说我们要脱下旧人，穿上新人。
Put off the old man and put on the new man.
弟兄姊妹们，叫我们穿衣服、脱衣服不难吧？
We all know how to put off clothing and put on clothing.
所以呢，感谢主啊，我们基督徒啊，圣经从来没有叫我们就什么就造桥铺路、什么积功德，没这些东西的。
You see, Scripture never tells us to build roads and build bridges and do all these great things.
基督徒的工作是什么？脱下旧人，穿上新人。
The only thing a Christian needs to do is put off the old man and put on the new man.
这个脱和穿只是一个简单的动作。
It's a very simple exercise.
哎呀，但是在实际的经历里面呢
，But in our actual experience，
啊，有的人呢叫他脱还不大容易。
A lot of people have a hard time putting off the old man。
叫他穿也不容易。
And a hard time putting on the new man。
我看了在北美做那个年轻人呢。
I see the young people in North America。
有时候那个父母、啊、跟那个儿女争论的就是穿衣服脱衣服。
A lot of parents argue with their children about putting on and off clothing。
哇，外面明明下雪，他穿了个短裤来了。
It's snowing outside and he's in his shorts.
这个爸爸妈妈就说你要穿上长裤啊，那不要。
The parents say put on some long pants and he said no way.
是吧？你我想这个这是和家庭生活里面的经验，对不对
？It happens to us from time to time.
哎，你说这个穿衣服脱衣服这么简单，哎，但是什么碰到什么呢？碰到人的意志。
You see, putting on and off clothing is very simple, but it's very difficult when it comes to the will of man.
我不愿意。
I don't want to.
所以你要叫他脱也不容易脱。
So it's hard to put it off.
你叫他穿他也不容易穿。
And it's hard to put it back on.
这个在经历上面来讲的话呢
？So according to our experience,
我们是需要学习顺服的。
We need to learn to obey.
所以感谢主啊。
So thank the Lord.
神让我们。人有自由的意志。
God give us a free will.
让我们用我们的意志来决定这件事情。
Let us use our will to choose
wisely. 什么叫做顺服啊
？What does it mean to obey?
顺服的意思是我把我的意志降服在主的意志底下。
To obey means I submit my will under God's authority.
我想我多次和弟兄姊妹讲到。
I always share this with you.
主耶稣在克西马尼园里面做了最美的一个榜样。
Jesus showed the best example in the Garden of Gethsemane.
他说父啊
Father,
不要照我的意思
not according to my will,
要照你的意思
but your will.
他曾经求父的他说倘若可行你把这个杯把它撤掉对吧
If it is at all possible, take this cup from me.
然而不要照我的意思要照你的意思
Yet not as I will, but as you will.
什么叫顺服啊
What does it mean to obey?
顺服就是照你的意思不要照我的意思
As you will and not as my will.
啊，你看英文里面这个字，这个 will 这个字就是意志。
Will is our will.
不是我的决定，是你的。
Not my choice, but God's choice.
所以今天呢，对于这个脱下旧人，穿上新人，并不是难事。
To put off the old man and put on the new man is not difficult in the New Testament.
请我们记得。
Let us remember.
你只要愿意就可以了。
As long as you're willing, then it is done.
弟兄姊妹，我们愿意吗
？Are you willing?
我们愿意嘛
？Are you willing？
所以，当圣灵在你们提醒说把旧人脱下，把新人穿上。
So, when the Holy Spirit reminds you to put off the old man and put on the new man，
你只需要对主说主，我愿意。
You need to say to the Lord, Yes, Lord, I'm willing。
这个经历了。
Then you enter into the experience。
就好像我们传福音的时候啊
，It's like when we preach the gospel。
我们叫人觉知一样。
We ask people to raise their hands。
你说你是碰到人的意志啊？
It's again touching the will of men.
你用各样的方法说，要来说服他，这么讲那么讲。
You argue and you persuade and you do this and that.
结果他意志摇动了。
To shake his will.
我们就说，愿意的人举个手。
So whoever's willing, put up their hand.
你知道吗？
Do you know?
主耶稣在十字架上受了那么多的苦，你这么个愿意就得着了。
Jesus suffered so much on the cross, and when you're willing, you take it all in.
属灵的事情就这样，神把那一面全部都做好了，你只要愿意就可以了。
That's how spiritual things work. God did everything. As long as you're willing, you take it all.
但是
，But
今天神为着要得着我们这个愿意，多么的难呢、啊、
？To get our will to comply to Him, the Holy Spirit needs to do such a work.
所以这是我们的责任。
So that is our responsibility.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
那求主给我们恩典。
May the Lord give us grace.
让我们有愿意的心。
Give us a willing heart.
加拉太书第三章就告诉我们。
Galatians chapter 3 tells us.
我们所有得救的人都披戴基督了。
Everyone who is saved has put on Christ.
啊，所以这个披上基督意思是披上新人。
Putting on Christ is like putting on the new man.
就好像旧约的祭司们一样。
It's like the Old Testament priest.
我们都知道旧约时代中祭司们要到会幕去服事啊。
We know that in the Old Testament, when the priest needs to serve in the tabernacle, 你穿自己的衣服去是不可以的。You cannot put on your own clothing at home.
你在家里面把什么？把你的衣服脱下，对不对
？You have to get rid of your own clothing at home.
穿上祭司的衣服。
You have to put on the priest's garment.
为什么神这样教导以色列百姓
呢 ？Why did God show His people this way？
因为呢，神在这一个隐藏的意义在里面。
Because there's a hidden meaning to it.
有一天我们要脱下我们这个旧人，穿上新人。
One day we would put off the old man and put on the new man.
啊，我想。到这样的情形，我们应该已经清楚了，对不对
？We must understand this today.
哦，保罗进一步再告诉我们。
But no, Paul clearly shows us.
这个新人到底表现在哪里
？What is the new man trying to show?
我们怎么知道一个人脱下旧人，穿上新人
？How would you know someone has put off the old man and put on the new man?
这个新人呢，是表现在人的心思上面的更新上面。
It's manifest in the renewing of the mind.
他在知识上渐渐更新。
Renewed in the spirit of the mind.
他在主的这个形象上面能够表现主的自己。
In his actions, he can show forth the image of Christ.
我们知道基督徒的属灵经历，这个心思的更新非常重要。
We know that renewing the mind is very important in a Christian walk.
当你看见一个弟兄姊妹说话行事不一样
，When you see a brother or a sister walk and talk differently because his mind has been renewed.
我们知道这个人已经被神整个更新。
We know that his mind, his entire being has been renewed by God.
我们常常用旧的心思来过新的生活是过不出来的。
You cannot live the new life with an old mind.
你很简单，教会中或者家庭中一点事情一出来的时候。你看我们那个旧思想就出来了，对不对
？You see when things happen in your family life or in the church, your old thinking kicks back in very quickly.
但是你看见那个经过神工作过的人，他不一样的。
But not so with someone who's been dealt with by the Lord.
哎，事情来说，他的想法不一样。
Things happen to him and he thinks differently.
因为他里面开始怎么有新人的思想
？Because in his mind, the new man
有主的思想
，the thoughts of Christ.
就证明说什么，这个人的情况改变了。
So his condition has been changed.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
使徒们不仅讲到这新人旧职性质的分别重要
，The apostle not only mentions the different characteristics between the new man and the old man，
这个进入这种经历的那个路是什么
？He also showed us the way to enter into that experience of the new
man。也讲明了我们在主面前该有的责任。
And he also shows us our responsibilities before God. 也
明显的告诉我们，看见一个人如果新人的性质出现的时候，那个表现是什么样的情形。
And he also shows us when the new man is manifested, what will we see?
所以保罗在加拉太书第六章就告诉我们。
So in Galatians chapter 6, Paul tells us.
受不受割礼无关紧要。
Whether he is circumcised or not, it's of no importance.
要紧的是什么？
What is important?
做新造的人。
To be a new man in Christ.
就说呢，我们不是说在外面的基督徒做的规规矩矩的，什么都是照着行为的方式就是好。
Not to be a prim and proper Christian with good works here and there on the outside.
我们今天新约基督徒不活在规条和秩序的里面。
We are a New Testament Christian that does not live in the rules and regulations.
那个是旧约，那个是旧人。
That's the Old Testament, the old man.
今天。我们是个新造的人。
Today we are a new creation.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，在教会中，每个弟兄姊妹都应该把新人的性质把它活出来。
In the church today, each brother and sister should live out this life of the new man.
你如果读读教会历史，
if you read church history,
而你注意一下今天地上整个基督教的这个进展，
and you pay attention to what's going on in Christianity today,
常常会叫人有深处的叹息。
You would sigh.
神把这么大的恩典摆在我们身上，
because God gave us such a grace,
也把简单的路给了我们，
and show us the way which is very simple. We didn't want to go that way. We followed our own way.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
在侍奉上，
in service,
如果要能够得神的喜悦，
if you are to please God,
能够被神所接受，
if you want to render service acceptable to God,
第一个我们需要把性质分别。
First, you need to decipher the two characteristics.
如果我们在这个最基要的这个点上，
if you can figure out the fundamentals,
我们能做得好，
then you can do well.
那么你的侍奉就有一个好的起点。
Then your service would have a good beginning.
往后去，你很多侍奉的事物在神的跟前是蒙悦纳。
Then your service would be acceptable to God.
今天主还留我们在地上。
The Lord grant us days on this earth.
我们的时间不多。
We have a very short time.
我再说，这是一个紧迫的时代。
I repeat that this is a very trying time. 愿主
说，每个弟兄姊妹都有一颗心愿寻找好的服事。
May the Lord grant us a heart that would seek after good service.
寻找忠心的服事。
Faithful service.
今天早晨，那么我们先讲到这个侍奉性质的分别。
This morning, I want to describe the different characteristics of service.
那么主若许可，
if the Lord is willing,
我们还有三堂，我想我们能更多的进入一点点新约侍奉的特性。
We have three more messages where we can explore New Testament service.
请低头再一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Dear Lord, we are filled with thanksgiving.
是你把我们带到这里来的。
It is you who brought us here.
也是在这里你要对我们说话。
And it is here that you desire to speak to us, Lord.
主，我们对你说。
Lord, we say.
我们在这里。
We are here.
求你扬起脸来。
Reveal to us the face of your countenance.
这几天用你脸上的荣光照亮我们。
May the light of your countenance shine upon us.
愿你的话。
May your word.
借着真理的圣灵。
According to the spirit of truth.
能够深入我们的心。
May penetrate our hearts.
主啊，
Lord,
还有不多的时日，
there's not much time left.
愿你把我们的脚步修正，
please correct our steps.
让我们能走在你所喜悦的路上，
that we can walk on the path that is pleasing to you.
让我们这些新约的祭司们，
that us New Testament priests
能够按照新约的特性在你面前来侍奉，
can render unto you service pleasing unto you according to the New Testament pattern.
主啊，不管以往我们的光景是怎样，
no matter what we've done in the past,
若是今天需要一个新的起头，
if we need a new beginning today,
求你给我们个新的起头，
grant us that new beginning.
所以我们愿意把我们余下的年日交在你的恩手中，
we want to render unto you what's left of our days.
求你向我们施恩典，
have mercy upon us.
这几天
In these few days,
让你的话充满我们的心思意念。
May your words fill our hearts and our minds.
让我们在这里彼此呢有美好的交通。
That we would fellowship in a way pleasing to you.
但愿我们离开这里的时候，
as we leave this place,
我们能比以往更清楚你的心意。
That we can know your will much more than when we first came.
主，我们愿意把自己交在你的手中。
Lord, we place ourselves in your hands.
愿你成全你自己的作为。
May you complete your work in us.
求你垂听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus Christ's precious name.
Amen.
Amen.